Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. President Trump is back at the White House this morning after spending much of yesterday in Arizona, a state that is both a political battleground and a coronavirus hotspot. Trump telling Arizonans,
"We're doing so well after the plague. It's going away."
COVID cases have doubled in Arizona over the past 2 weeks. First, Trump went to inspect a newly completed section of his Mexican border wall near Yuma. Then it was off to Phoenix.
Make America great again.
3,000 members of Students for Trump filled a mega church with no social distancing and few masks.
The person feels like they don't need to wear a mask. I don't think that they should be forced to wear a mask.
That supporter and the others heard their candidate take on Joe Biden, other Democrats, and of course the news media, criticizing reporting, finding fault with some of what he says.
One tiny little slip, one word. You could say 10 speeches, one little word, they'll say, he's lost it. No. You know who's lost it? Sleepy Joe has lost it.
Sleepy Joe is Trump's handle for former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee. The prime reason the president went to Arizona, he badly needs to win its 11 electoral votes to be reelected, especially if he loses any of the three Midwestern states he flipped in 2016. Polling has him behind in all three. Arizona has long been a red state, but the latest poll average there shows Biden leading 47-43%. Yesterday here, you heard Texas Governor Greg Abbott reluctantly order masks be worn in public statewide. Today, Abbott says his state has, for the first time, surpassed 5,000 new cases in a single day. So his newest order is considerably tougher.
Because the spread is so rampant right now, there's never a reason for you to have to leave your home.
In American sports,
Justin Turner, and he swings. It's a high fly ball to deep left field. It is away out and gone.
Sound from the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the 30 Major League Baseball teams, getting back to balls, strikes, outs, and home runs next month. Their coronavirus abbreviated season will see each team play only 60 games. The MLB regular season is 162 games from April to October. Milsey and Basil, training resumes on July 1st, then
play ball!
Games without fans in the stands begin about a month from now.